he wore the jersey.
Schemes are great. Great players are better.
And now he's breaking down every play with his trademark flair.
I feel like I'm a smart person most of the time, but there's some things I just don't get.
It's time to get caught up on the green and gold with today's insider.
If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.
Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher.
Green and Gold Insiders is sponsored by Window Nation. Hello, Tausch.
Thanks for being back, John. I'm glad to see that you're back in the continental U.S.
It is really good to be back, and I've been waiting to talk to you all week because of the Tucker Kraft injury, and you're a guy who can relate to how tough it is to recover from that, the discipline it takes to recover from that. Can you take us inside that based on your experience with ACLs?
Absolutely, and it sucks. I think the... You know, you go through a range of emotions. Obviously, you're devastated initially when you hear that because you know your season's over, and then you start kind of thinking through the long process that you have to get back on the field. And, you know, for Tucker, I mean, he was going to be an all-pro tight end. He was having that kind of a season. And, being a captain and a leader on this team, I'm sure he's devastated about it. But then you have to flip the script and kind of turn the page pretty quickly, go get the surgery, and then just start chopping away at getting back to so that you can get back there as soon as you can next year. As far as, you know, the team goes, you're devastated too. But as we know in this league, the wheels just keep turning. So you can have a little bit, and we saw that. I know people are having fun with Romeo Doubs' comments, but it is a feeling of loss, and then you move forward. So I think from Tucker's standpoint, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs throughout the process. You just have to keep making sure that you stay as involved as you can and just attack your rehab. And you have great people up in that Green Bay organization to handle it. There's a lot of the same people that when I went through it are still up there. So it's an unfortunate deal. It stinks, but I think everybody involved, you now give opportunities to a Luke Musgrave and some other players to get more touches that Tucker had. And I think from Matt LaFleur's standpoint, this is a big week, and I think a big rest of this season, because Tucker was so important to what this offense was. You have to find new and different ways to make sure you can still be efficient moving the football.
I'm not sure you can see the pain and sobbing some of the players have when they're on the field, and then you go to break as a viewer when it's on TV. I mean, can you take me through your injury? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I didn't know right away that it was an ACL. I found out later, but you're still frustrated, you're devastated in the fact that you know you're not going to play the rest of that game. And then when you get that news, it is a punch to the gut. And emotions do come up. Your family's obviously really sad and disappointed for you. Your wife, girlfriend, whatever it may be. There's just you just have a period of grief mm-hmm. that you have to go through, and then you have to move on. And that's the part that I think most, from an athlete standpoint and the mindset you have, it's not as difficult as you'd think, because you look for that challenge and you say, all right, how do I attack this? How do I get back to where I was? And you look at it as a huge challenge and a mountain that you have to climb. So there's no getting rid of that pain that you both physically and emotionally that you feel, but eventually you do have to move along, and that's kind of the process that you go through.
You know, and you came through it. Belaga came through it. Christian Watson just came through it. Do you lean on other guys that have been through it if you're the one battling through it?
Absolutely. I think experience and getting an understanding from guys that have been through it is – it gives you confidence, especially when you see a Christian Watson get back as quickly as he did. It gives you confidence that, A, you're going to be going through the same process with probably very similar people, that it works. And then you just want to be able to, you want to be able to vent. And, you know, most people don't really, the thing that you'll get sick of, and I guarantee you, Tucker, I don't know if you'll say this, but when people come and ask you, how's your knee doing? Well, how's your knee?
Oh, yeah.
And you know people are just being really nice and caring about you, but that question, it's really one of the things that when you get done, you can't wait for that question to move along. And then it's, how's the team doing and how are you feeling? It's something that I'm sure everybody that's went through an ACL that's tried to get back out and play It's a question you hear a lot of.
You've been through going through a tough loss and then having a really tough matchup coming up, and that's what the Packers are looking at, a terrible loss. How do you put it in the rearview mirror when the world champs are coming into your house?
You don't have a choice. Now I think, you know, everybody was worried last week about a trap game and everything else. Now that you none of that. Your edge is going to be as sharp as it's been. So you've seen this team has played really well against good teams. It's been the teams that don't have the great records that maybe everybody assumes you're going to beat. Philadelphia is the champ, and to be the champ, you got to take down the champ. I would bet, you know, especially the way last season finished, there's a highly motivated group, and with, you know, Tucker being out, there's a lot of guys that are going to be looking at this and really chomping to get this opportunity to go out and play and show, get that bad taste out of your mouth from the Carolina game last week. And you feel good. You're favored. You just have that extra edge because you're coming off of a tough loss, and you know how important this game is going to be for your team to try to accomplish the goals that they've set.
Every Wisconsin team is thinking that when they try to come back. Doc Rivers, just yesterday, he said, we need to stop fouling. We need to stop doing that. Some easy things. So what happened last week?
I think it's a myriad of things. Your red zone offense wasn't very good, and you created one turnover, but you miss a kick. And it was a sloppy game. Too many penalties, too many times you kicked yourself. And when you don't do that and you let a team hang around, those are the things that can happen, because this league, the margin of error is very, very thin. And when you don't perform at your best and you leave things out there, whether it's missing a field goal or having a couple of holding penalties that you can't overcome, that's how you lose football games in the NFL. So it's not, you know, I think we're all looking at Carolina like they're just, you know, one of the worst teams in the league. They're a 5-14. They have the same amount of wins we have right now after last week. So you factor all of that in. We just didn't execute at a high enough level to beat, you know, what I think is a pretty average NFL team.
Are you more disappointed in how Jordan Love played or how Matt LaFleur got his team ready?
Well, I think obviously the beginning of that game was disappointing, and the way Matt LaFleur went for it on 4th and 8 and not taking the points, I think we're probably having a different conversation if he did that. But I was disappointed. Jordan made a couple of throws that you can't make. But if you're asking me to pick between the two, it's going to be Matt LaFleur. I didn't think the team played with an edge, and I thought they made there were a couple of decisions that he made that I don't think helped give his team the best chance to win. So that's why I picked Matt.
He is Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher, Wildy and Tausch, 9 a.m. to noon on ESPN Wisconsin. Thank you, Tausch.
You bet. Thanks, guys.